Tanya, it's still morning. Be the Church is taking place. Just another reminder for you real quick. It's going to happen this Wednesday. We're doing it a little bit ahead of schedule because of Valentine's Day. And what we prepared for are these cards. You'll see the display. How we want you to, of course, support is by showing up on Wednesday night and then by giving towards this. What we're doing is the cards say, you've just been kissed. And it has a Hershey's kiss with a glue dot on it. Isn't that neat, right? And so on the back it says, come be my guest, and it gives all the information, websites and so forth from Living Faith Church. What we're going to do this week is just blitz our area with it on Wednesday, and that'll be you and me doing it. Something about brave, being brave and bold, it's better in packs. How many of you recognize that? Amen. Of course it is. Yeah, you want to witness, I got to go witness, but you can do that on Wednesday nights with us at Living Faith on Be the Church. And so this is your opportunity to show up and suit up, and God will show up, amen, as you suit up. And this is going to be an incredible night. How many people, Valentine's Day, you may be here or there with it, but to a lot of people that need a touch from Jesus, how many know this is big time? For them to receive something like this, again, there's a lot of people groups that would say, man, this is going to touch my heart, and that's what we're about. Doesn't matter if they come to our church. It matters if they're touched by God in our community. Do y'all recognize that? Amen. And so we pastor people even if they're not in our church today, and we're pastoring our community. And so we'll hit everywhere there's people groups. We'll do that this Wednesday. Come show yourself. And then the following Sunday, which is next Sunday, there'll be these will be made available because we'll have leftovers, and you can take them to your workplaces, your neighborhood. Hey, children here, if you're still giving out Valentine's, you can give out these, right, everybody? Amen. So we can do that today. So thank God for all the people. Make sure you see Chuck on that or myself, and we'll give you more direction today. Welcome to Living Faith Church. We're the church that faith is actually something that you can see, because we see it when we gather together, as we just did, and we do right now. We gather for the Word of God. We gather together as we grow together in our small groups. And then as we go and do things like mission trips and go be the church, we want to see faith that's evident. The Bible speaks of a James that says, you know, I'll show you my faith, but how can I show you that without deeds? And so we want to make it evident that we're not only saying we love God and we love people, that we're showing it also, right, everybody? So if you're a first-time guest, welcome. Let's welcome all of our first-timers here. Come on, give them a big hand. Second time people, welcome, welcome, welcome. It would be our honor if you're here for the very first time or second time. I'll meet you in the cafe. I would love to shake your hand today. And so I'll do that immediately after service. My wife is also there. I think she's doing double duty. She may be in the nursery. So your children are going to be stinking blessed, amen, today if she's in the nursery today. But she was in our first service. So thank God we worship one and we serve one. Is that good with everybody? Yeah. So welcome to the Love Affair. It's a February series that we're doing. It's how to embrace God's dream for your marriage and how to cultivate romance, how to have fun. It's God's idea to love. It's God's idea. He invented the Institute of Marriage. Isn't that right? You might say, well, I'm going to check out on this because I'm single again. I'm not, you know, married. I'm still too young or all this stuff. I've never met a person, once they get past probably the age of sixth grade, that didn't want a relationship, right, everybody? I don't think anybody has the gift of being a monk here, all right, or a nun, or you wouldn't be here, maybe, but God bless you if you're a nun here. Is that okay? We welcome nuns at Living Faith. But everybody wants to be loved. Everyone wants that relationship. How do you find a love that works? I want to address that during the next couple of weeks with you at Living Faith. How to do relationships God's way, because God invented love, and we should be about that today. He created marriage to be the most sacred institution of all things that he did. This is the way that humans get together, that a man and wife would get together today, a husband and wife, and they would become one. He invented that. Isn't that incredible? So if God invented marriage, it isn't to frustrate us, to test us, to make us feel inadequate. God wants to make you complete in marriage or in relationship. Did you know that? So that's good gospel news, right, everybody? Again, there's a purpose, amen? So let's discover it together today in as we launch out at John 3:16, amen, the love Super Bowl. Give me a good amen. Amen. Yeah, and look around. Don't all these people wearing jerseys, especially the cowboy jerseys, look good? Yeah, they look good, amen. Amen. So praise the Lord that you dressed up today. Thank God for it today. Hey, Valentine's Day is coming, so you better get the flowers ready. Men of God here, right? Get the chocolates ready. Irma, you know, again, she was here for first service, so she heard the whole spiel. I remember one year she told us, it was one of those years that were challenging. She said, you know, we don't need to do Valentine's this year. We need to celebrate it, okay? So then I believed her. So she apparently got off work early, and so when I walked in, there was all this stuff for me. Happy Valentine's Day, babe. And I was like, I thought you said we weren't going to celebrate this. And she says, I didn't say that. I said, yeah, you did. You said, how many know they sometimes say stuff, but they don't mean it? Give me a good amen. And so, but this year, man, I'm going to be on point. I'm going to be ready. I got my game ready, man. I'm bringing it, amen. I'm going to probably take a picture, and I'll show it to you what I've got, amen. So let's see what happens, amen. It's a we're going to bring it. You know, every couple needs a movie. Yeah, you know, we got our movie. I don't know about you guys that got your movie, but you need a movie. Find a movie. You know, ours is Notting Hill. Got some Hugh Grant, Julia Roberts, amen. Hugh Grant got that English accent, you know, and I live in Notting Hill. You live in Beverly Hills. Everyone knows who you are. My mother has trouble remembering my name. Everybody, every couple should have a song, right? You should have a song. You got a song? You know what our song is? We like that soft rock Chicago, man. We grew up in that era as kids. And so Color My World is our song, man. Yeah, yeah. So I have a vision of doing that as a slide thing one day when we're at our 50th, and it's going to be Color My World. As time goes on, I realize just what you mean to me. It's going to get good. Heavy M's in the house, right? Heavy M. I have people that sometimes guys that look up to me, believe it or not, even after that. And they I tell them the same thing, man. You got to have a song. You got to have a movie. I said, make sure you do the right thing. And so the young guy came and said, you know, a few years ago, he said, man, said, man, I went to the CVS pharmacy like you told me. I got 8 cards. I got them all ready. I got the chocolates. I bought the chocolates out. I got it all ready. I said, you got a song? And he came back. He said, man, I got a song. I said, what's your song? He said, The Police, Every Breath That You Take. I said, what? I said, yeah, Sting, man. He's poetic. You know, Sting sang that song. I said, nah. I said, you ain't going to do that song. I said, I'm going to tell you why you're going to do that song. So I downloaded the lyrics, and I said, this is why you're not going to do that song, because it's going to give us all a bad name, all of us bros. I said, you can't do that song. It's a stalking song. Did you realize that song? And so listen to the lyrics of it. So it sounds poetic, but it's not. Every breath that you take, every move that you make, every bond that you break, every step that you take, I'll be watching you. I mean, and again, when Sting says it, it sounds pretty, but he sounds a little bit needy, because he keeps going on. Every single day, every word that you say, every game that you play, every night you say, I'm going to be watching you. And I just think, you know, I think that's an unsolved mystery right there. And that episode didn't end right. Remember, y'all saw it, right? And so it's kind of criminal, and it hints at, you know, I think we just need our space after some. If a cutie's whispering that in your ear, you need to get a restraining order. Is that okay with everybody? Don't put that on somebody. Get you a good song. Some of us, we need not a love. We need a new song. We need a love song that's right. We need a new understanding, and that's why we're addressing what we're addressing today. There's a Super Bowl of love that God has given us, and if anyone knew about love or knows about it, is the author and the perfecter of love, right? And on the big screen is the Super Bowl of 316 love. Amen. We're going to hold up a sign today at the Super Bowl. If we could pay $4,000 a ticket, we paint our chest. Amen. We wear that orange wig, but we don't have to hold up a sign. It's brought right to you. In John 3:16, let's read it on the big board today. 1, 2, 3. For God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, that whom that have eternal life today. Yeah. So if God is love, God is the origin of love. He's the one that began it. Shouldn't we go to Him? Now, we've written all books and we've gotten try to get understanding about love, but we don't have to go past God because God, we don't have to think through it. We don't have to give a new thought about it. We go back to the simplicity of what God is. And if we understand what God is love. We can go to the source, right, everybody? And so, thank God, we don't have to develop this thing. When that was told to the Jewish man named Nicodemus at night, he was this religious man, he knew it all. He knew all the law, but he still came looking for life and looking for love. And he came to Jesus at night so nobody would see him. And when he first heard this verse told to him, it must have been like shocking to his ear because Jews back then, the Jewish people, they just believed that God was just for them. Old Testament, God just came for the Jewish people. So when this was told to him, for God so loved the world. You mean He loves people besides Jewish people? Yeah. He loves Gentiles. He loves Samaritan people. He loves Mexican people. Give me a good amen, all the Mexicans. He loves German people. Anybody German in this room? No. Okay, good. Yeah, right. We're half German. Give me a good amen. Yeah, and it's no different today that God loves everybody. And God is not a respecter. He just lavishly loves people. That means He loves people that are in our past that hurt us and betrayed us. That means He loves a child that has gone wayward and is not listening right now and is rebelling. He loves everyone. Amen. He loves them. He loves them. He loves people that have hurt you in relationships that you can't shake. That list that you got about all the things that He still loves them, right? God loves people. Amen. He loves your marriage. He loves young people in this room. He loves your parents, believe it or not. God loves mom and dad, right? Even though you know it all. Yeah, you're going to get a job one day, amen? He loves them, amen? That's why Be the Church is so important, that we let people know that God loves them, not only by saying it, but we show them by deeds, and we give them a kiss that day, a Hershey's kiss. Is that okay with everybody? Yeah? And so the definitions of love and relationship, amen? You thought, well, I love her, she loves me. When Irma and I got together 26 years ago and started dating, I remember her thoughts of love and my thoughts of love, and we had to bring them together. And she was raised a certain way. I was raised a certain way. Our cultures were kind of the same, but we still had different raisings that we raised and things that were put in us because of how we were raised. And we had to come together. Are we the only ones that were like that, right? Yeah, we had to grow in our love. We had to come to an understanding, amen? And so, especially now when you come together with somebody, their thoughts may be, well, this is the way you love. No, this is the way you love. Why don't we go to God? Amen. That's why it's so important to marry someone with like-minded faith that has a passion for Jesus just like you. We receive it, and so we can give it away. Start to know God. He's the author, right? Amen. God expressed it. That's how we do. I got some thoughts for you. And I only really gave you one fill in the blank today, but you can look at the screen in your handout today. Number one is this. God's love is what? It's so unconditional. It's absolute. It's steadfast. It's a Super Bowl of love, right? Amen. It's relentless, man. It's going to pursue you. Hey, that joke has happened where it says this. That joke is, what is it? It goes like this. Hey, the honeymoon is over. Yeah. He started gaining some weight, right? She got real familiar. There's no excitement anymore. The love is gone. The thrill is gone. Do you know that happens to everybody? I'm going to have a set free moment right now, especially for all the men. All these expectations. Doesn't mean you need to get lazy on some stuff, but hear me out right now. The only one that can sustain a honeymoon is God. And the love that God makes it exciting all the time, and a relationship with Him will bring it about. See, you're still the bride in His eyes, that He still has fire towards in His eyes. And He's coming at you, man. He's relentless. Because He has this passion and never, you know, there she is again. You know, no, not God. God's saying, God is still that groom that doesn't get love handles all over him. Give me a good amen. He still as attractive as He once was when you first met Him. And you know what the incredible thing about God is? That he will still, he'll make you lovelier. And he'll make you more handsome, man of God. You don't get ugly in his eyes. You don't get old. You don't get wrinkled. God just makes you new. His joy over you gives you a newness of life. And when he expresses to you, it brings you the day. So God's honeymoon for you, it will go on throughout the millenniums. Give me a good amen. Amen. It will never, ever end. I got some bullet points. I think that you have them in your handout. Let me show you what God's love and how it's sacrificial. Somebody shout sacrificial. God gave his very, very best and his only son, and it cost him something. It cost him big time. That quote, it bankrupt heaven when he gave God, son, the son of God, Jesus. And he expressed it not only by saying it, but he sacrificed something. And he showed us that sacrifice in the form of the cross of Jesus. The most valuable thing that he could ever give, he gave his son, and he has that. God's love is unconditional. God's love is accepting. It's personal. It's just not an idea. I got an idea. No, it's acceptable. We receive God's love, not by force. Yeah, you got to take it. You got to take it. Take it, take it, take it. No, God's love. You know what? It's acceptable. I'm going to receive it. God is such a gentleman. I'm going to offer you something. It's the best gift that you can ever have, but you have to receive it. It's the best thing. Will you unwrap it? Will you take it for yourself? And you receive Christ as your Savior. And Jesus, amen, becomes your Lord today. Amen, and your Savior. You might say, well, I can't love. I've been through so many bad relationships. I'm not that candidate. Do you know that you can love? If you receive Christ today, God will love through you. God will take something bitter and make it sweet in your heart today. Amen. God's love is accessible. That means it's you have the past. You can receive it today. There's all sorts of accessibility to God today. Well, I'm not that sort of person. I'm not perfect like they are. I'm not a deacon like they are in the church. No, God doesn't count you out. God takes all sorts of people, all sorts of color, right? Amen. All types of people God loves today, amen? And God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking just for people that are available, amen, accessible to him. And you get that password now, the accessibility, and it's Jesus is the password. You punch that in, you have full access to what God has for you today, amen? Amen. Access to the Super Bowl of love today, amen? Maybe you're in this room and you say, you know, maybe I just didn't learn love. I didn't know. I don't know how to express it. I don't know about the Bible that way. I don't know about that. I just want to encourage you today, amen. The practical steps that I'm going to give you today, you can walk away and you can test drive it. You can do it and you can bring life to it right now and express it in your heart. The Apostle John was known as the Apostle of Love, right? He was the one that was always nearest to Jesus. He got so close to Jesus during that Last Supper, the communion supper. He was right there by Jesus. And you know what? When Jesus got everybody scattered, all of his men, John followed him to the cross. He was the only one that stood by Jesus during his moment of trial. He loved Jesus. And that's why he was so blessed. So if anybody knew about love because he was so close to love, it must have been John, right? And John wrote this in 1 John 4:9. On the big screen, either as he was an older man now, they couldn't kill him, so he just kept writing letters to the church, even as an old man. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his only one son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Right, everybody? That's John 3:16. Look at the next, keep on going with me. Are you still there with me? Dear friends, since God has also loved us, we ought to also love one another, right, everybody? Amen. And no one has ever seen God, but we love one another, and God lives within us. And in other words, when you love that person, God is living, and you see God. And his love is made complete in us, the full circle of God. You get the whole picture, right, everybody? And so this we know, and we rely on God's love that he has for us. And let's say the last sentence out loud, not out soft. 1, 2, 3. We love. The capacity of love now is within you as a child of God because God is within you. I can love people now. How about, well, they hurt me. They betrayed me. Well, you have God within you. You should be able to love them. It should go beyond anything that you feel, because it's called faith. They wounded me. you should still be able to love them. You're going to work some things out, big boy. My sister, it's going to be okay. We're going to get through this, amen, but you're going to still be able to love them eventually, right, everybody? There's this country saying, what goes down into the well comes up in the bucket. And what literally goes down into the soul of your life today is what's going to rise up. Is it hate? It's within you. It's going to rise up. Is it bitterness? It's going to rise. But if it's love, if it's compassion, if it's honoring, then that's going to rise up towards people today. Amen. Whatever's in you is going to come out today. What's the secret of love? Oh, I know what it is. I need a date. I need to go out. I need to find a girlfriend. I need a boyfriend. I need a new marriage. My husband needs a makeover. She needs a makeover, my wife. Right? I need all that. That's the secret of love. And it's not that. It's really this first principle right here. The second thought is this. The second thought is the secret of love is being loved by
God.
Yeah, because of Him, you take a step towards God instead of taking a step towards that person that's hurt you, that's wounded you. And you take a step towards God, and you take a step towards God first, and somehow it comes out so much better than taking the step towards that other person first. We want things on our timetable, doing it our way, and it messes everything up. And God is giving His word this morning towards you. Man, would you just come to me and come to me first, and things will work out better today. Elder Cochran Douglas sits on the front row right next to his beautiful wife, Sophie. He told me something once many years ago that I never forgot. He said, when you're loved by God, it's beyond any love that you can get from your spouse. It's beyond any love that you can get from the opposite sex. It's pure love. It's love that loves you on the inside. And that so affected my life that I never forgot it. And that's what God's love is. See, it's better. As much as you feel for it with that loving spouse of yours, I'm trying not to get R-rated here. Y'all are going to stay awake, right, on this one? As much as you feel it when he loves you as a man, woman of God in this room, as your husband, and that can only take you so far. And that's why heaven meets earth when God loves you like an unforeseen kiss. Amen. Nobody will love you like Jesus. Amen. That really, you complete me, Lord. Amen. I ought to be on Jerry Maguire. That ought to be a movie. Amen. You complete me. I look at Jesus. Amen. And you ought to say the same thing. God completes us. That's love. Amen. When we're completed. Amen. Now, about being loved by people and loving people that are hard to love. How many know everybody in a family has some crazy people in their family? And if you're not saying amen, it's because you're the crazy one. They're glad you came to church today. Amen. How you deal with them? And you walk into that family gathering and they look at you. Looks like you gained some weight. Hey, that little baby has a blockhead. It's my son, man. Don't be talking about my son. He's half German. That's why. Amen. Heard you lost your job. Yeah, I want to bless you with, you know. That's what you got to do, man. You got to go to Jesus because they're not crazy. They're crazy. They're crazy people, man, in your that your workplace, right? Your neighbors are crazy, man. Some of you, that's why you gotta just, when you hug them, amen, if the family guy goes, get all over them, Holy Spirit. Heal them. Whisper it, amen. Don't tell them how loud. Heal them, God, amen. Make them better, right, everybody, amen? Yeah. And so see them through the love of God's lens and let them be seen by God through your eyes today, amen? There's this wedding verse. Irma and I got this plaque. It's a love verse. It's the apex of love. Amen. It's 1 Corinthians 13. Amen. Every wedding sometimes says it. We say it on display. And it says, why don't we read it together? Y'all can do this one with me, right? Everybody on three. One, two, three, go. Love is patient. Love is kind. Does not envy. It is not proud. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Hey, whoa, stop there. Pause. man, it keeps no record of wrong. Why did that have to be in there? I have my list. Do you have your list? Yeah. But aren't you glad when God just spoke to me right now and God spoke to you? God has his list too. Look at his list. It's all right here. And if he would have kept a list on you, it would have gone eternity. Amen. But he doesn't, and he gives you a list like this because this is his list towards us today. Amen. And so God has his list. Amen. Maybe we need his list with other people that are difficult. Right, everybody?
Amen.
In our marriages, in our home, in our neighborhood, in our schools. Amen. Let's continue. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. It always protects, always trusts, it always hopes. Love never. Yeah. We may be low, we may be failing, but God never fails. Right, everybody? And so you take a step towards God and say yes to him first before you approach the dilemma, the crisis, the difficulty. Amen. That human that irritates you. Take a step towards God. I'm really admonishing you today. If I could send you home with something, I send you home with that. Number three, the Super Bowl of love. Hey, man, it's gonna, you're going to score. Remember that, guys, in the 80s? Hey, man, I scored on Friday night. Nah, yeah, come on, y'all remember, right? Number three, it scored differently. Number three, y'all don't talk that way anymore, right? Number three, amen, the 80s are alive, amen. The secret of love is showing God's love, amen. Yeah, to others, right, everybody? I'm almost finished. Aren't you glad? Yeah, thank you, amen. That one person's honest. I want to give you some practical how-tos that you can test drive this thing, amen. You can do them. When I'm going to give you this list right now, and someone asked me in the first service, hey, would you publish them or email them or... And I'll text them to you. Maybe we'll put them even on Facebook, our Facebook page, our Living Faith Facebook page, because there's a little bit of it. I just didn't have room in your handout. But let me these that I'm about to give you, they're God's extraordinary love towards you that you can display, that you can live this way. And dads, especially in this room, if you don't do them for your daughter in this way or your wife, there'll be a counterfeit that will come. I promise you, someone will come, a snake will come along, disguised as a human, and he'll misspell the tattoo, regret, or manner to say regrets, or whatever it might say. He'll spell his tattoo. He'll come along, and he'll give you a counterfeit. And I don't want anybody to sell any daughter that daddy should have been doing this. Amen? Amen? Amen. Woman of God in this room, your son needs to see a woman of God and what that means. In all displays, grandma... Same thing, amen. Your grandchildren, your grandsons especially, they need to have that model of a woman of God, amen. And if they see this before them, amen, they know what the real thing is. That way when the snake comes along, the deceiver comes along, they won't be, that's not God. Because my mom showed me what God was. Woman, evil woman, get away from me. Stay away from me, evil woman. Daughters are the same way. Nah, my daddy don't. My dad showed me what God's love was today. Amen?
Amen.
So the first thought is this. I want you to show God's extraordinary love. Show it. Number one is this. Say it. Somebody say, say it.
Say.
You say things like, I love you. Yeah, I love you. I love you. Say it 1,000 times towards each other. The absence of it, that you're not saying I love you, is bringing destruction. You can never say I love you too much. Say I love you, amen. Say it to your children, parents. Tell your children that you love them. Young people in this room, tell your mom and dad, tell your grandparents, I love you, Walita. I love you, Papa Grande. I love you, I love you, I love you, amen. I love you. Yeah, we love each other, amen. There was this woman that counseling that came years ago, and she brought her husband reluctantly along, and they were in there, and the thing was, he never tells me he loves me. And I go, sir, is that correct? You never tell her? Well, I said it once. Wrong answer. Keep saying it. You know, you even need to tell your brother, amen, in this room, man. You got to bro it up. Don't say, I love you. Don't look. You have to surrender your man card if you come to this church. And you say, but you can do it like this, man. I love you, bro. You're my boy. You're my boy. Bro it up, man. Bro it up. Hugging me like that? No, don't. Write it. Write letters. Write cards. I love texting now. Thank God for that invention. Makes it so much easier. Save on stamps, right? I still have notes that my dad wrote me. My dad's with the Lord. But I have notes that are precious to me. They're simple notes about little things, and I have those. They're sacred to me. I have notes that Irma wrote me when we were dating. She has all these cards, just my cards, amen, nobody else before me, amen. We threw those away. We burned those, amen. But she has my cards from all the things that we've done and all the things. And I love emojis, man. I kind of resisted the emoji thing, but I'll blow you up with emojis, man. All these hearts I'll send her, amen. You connect with friends and you write it. You write, tell somebody how much you appreciate them, amen. Amen. Give it is the third one, amen. The most meaningful gifts that I have received, because I have a spiritual gift like this, are small gifts, inexpensive gifts. I don't need expensive, amen. I don't have that spiritual gift. Aren't you glad? Yeah? Yeah, but some of you have that expensive taste. You want... But the most meaningful gifts that I've gotten as a human are the ones that are so inexpensive. Amen. They'll bring healing into a relationship when you give something away. Tell Irma, man, I stopped my world for you, girl. I pulled over because I know you love fruit cups, baby. I got you that mango chili with a limon on top and a little bit of salt. I brought that, baby, because I stopped my world. I got you Chick-fil-A today, man. I love you, amen, girl. Mija, you're mine. Yeah, something like that, right? Yeah. Yeah. The fourth one, amen. Here we go. And forgive. Forgive it, amen. The second most important thing that you'll say is, please forgive me. And I said, I love you. And if you love someone a lot on this earth, you're going to have to forgive them. So you're going to have to say, just live on your knees, amen. And then because you live on your knees, you know what you can do because of that? Then you can forgive. You can also forgive people. Let it go. But it's hard. You don't know what, you know, I know it's hard. I know it's very hard to forgive because I'm Mexican. I know. I'll go Godfather on you, man. I'll put a horse head in your bed. Sleeps with the fishes, Luca Brasi, man. Yeah, it's hard to forgive, isn't it? I'm just being honest with you, but forgive, amen. It's hard, but Lord, help me, amen. And that's why the last one is live it, amen. You live. I ask God every day, Lord, help me to love people that are in front of me, that you place, because you know why? Somebody's going to irk me in traffic. Someone's going to irk me at HEB that has a wrong attitude. You know, where's the bread aisle at? And they you should know, amen. They answer me that way. No, you should tell me where it's at, amen, because you work. And so live it, amen. Live God's, show love to people, amen. That's why a small group at Living Faith is so important, because you do life with people. You look at people, and they learn from you in the context of a small group. You get into a Living Faith group and they talk with you, and then you learn from them, and then you talk back and you go, oh, you're just like me. You get irritated that way too. Let's pray for each other so we can be healed today. You lean into each other. You look at each other and you live it. Get involved in a small group. Romans chapter 12, verse 15, the Amplified Bible means rejoice with those that rejoice, right? Yeah. We're gonna laugh together because we love each other in God's love. We're going to share the other's joy. But we're also, look at this, we're going to weep with each other. We're going to share our grief, man. When you look at your brother, man, they're going through something, man, I can pray with you. The reason why we're doing it, because it's later than we think in our circle of love. It's later than what we think in our circle of love today. Dr. Seuss wrote this saying that's so incredible. I think it's on the next slide, right? Sometimes you will never know the value of a moment until it becomes a... It's later than we think. I'm going to conclude real quick here. And if you could kind of be still, okay? Am I too mean to you? Because somebody says, yeah, one guy says I'm mean, but the rest of y'all say no, so he's in a cult. No, he's not. Yeah, it's later than what we think. There's this word, agape, that's in the Bible, and it's spiritual love. It's the highest love. Are y'all with me? There's these other words that are in the Greek form that are found in the Bible because that's the New Testament was translated. One is eros, and eros is like this erotic love. You all know about that, right? Rated R movies, rated X, erotic love. There's this other word, phileo, which means Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. We get our Philadelphia word from. It's brotherly love. There's storge love, which is like family love. But the highest love that you can get is God's love, and that's, somebody say agape. Agape love is a spiritual love that comes from the, no matter what you do, no matter how you hurt me, no matter what comes at, no matter, I'm going to keep coming at you, and I'm going to keep loving you. And that's a special kind of love, right, everybody? Because it keeps, and that's agape love. It's the highest form of love. And God wrote about it so we could have it, right, everybody? When I was a young pastor, younger than I am now, I was like 28 years old, and Irma and I had just gotten married. And there was this precious couple that came into our lives named Green and Wanda Fleming. His name was really Green. I don't know why they named him Green, but they had been married 63 years. And because we had known them for the length of time, his health started declining, and he was going to pass away. The doctor sent him home. They lived in an apartment. I still remember it's off Blanco Road. They wanted to downsize and not have to cut grass and all that stuff. And so I wanted to see him before he passed to pay my respects to him and pray with him. And I didn't know what I was doing. Again, I was young, and I only know that much now. I walked in, and his son was there, and there was family there. It was like an amazing thing. I stood against the wall. Wanda, 63 years of marriage, she was in the bed with him. He was dying. And she kept saying this, I love you, Green. I love you, Green. I love you, Green. I love you, Green. She was. And that day, my soul was marked. She kept telling him, I love you, Green. It's later than we think. I prayed with him, asked God to bring him peace, prayed for a miracle. He prayed for me. He was dying and he prayed for me. That day I was marked again. When I walked out of the visit, Wanda graciously followed me to my car. And I didn't know what to say. You know, what do you say? But I should have shut my mouth. I would have been better off. But I learned something that day. I walked out and I said, you've been married 63 years, Wanda, with him. Maybe it's time, this is what I said. I don't know why I said it. I said, maybe it's time you let him go. And she said, Mario, I want one more day. I want one more hour. I want one more day with him, one more day. See, 63 years wasn't enough. It's later than we think with our circle of love. Do you understand that today? Amen. See, one day, faith will happen. Our faith is going to connect. We're going to find all God's invisible. If you see God, I have but one day we're going to see God. And so we won't need faith anymore. It will become reality. We'll be 3D, 4D. God will be there. We're going to see God, right? And one day we won't need hope. I hope Jesus comes back in my lifetime. I hope the rapture happens. I hope we won't need hope anymore because God is coming back. Jesus is coming back. We're going to go to heaven. The hope will become reality, right? But you know what we're always going to need? We're always going to need love. Because love will even be in heaven. Love will be the completion of heaven. We'll be loved and we'll love God and he'll love us. And it'll be a love. The most romantic thing that we've ever had in our lives will be God's love towards us in heaven. Right, everybody? And that's why I want to conclude with this scripture. And I want us to say it very loud. I want our Facebook Live audience to hear it. They can read with us too if they want to on the screen. Or they can hear it and repeat it. But let's say this strong and loud. Right, everybody? On three. One, two, three, go. Faith, hope, and love. But the greatest need is love. Would you bow and pray with me right now? And if you're looking at us right now on social media, would you also pray right now? Father, I thank you that we would have one more day, not in the essence of us selfishly, but one more day, God, that we realize that you love us. One more day, God, that you love us. This day, this is the day you've made. We're being loved by God right now. Lord, you bring restoration. Again, the greatest thing that we'll ever receive, God, is your romance towards us. Your pursuing, your relentlessness towards us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for it. Your love is so unconditional, Father. I thank you for it. It says that whomever believes in him shall have eternal life today. Whomever, you're tired of sin because you're that whomever right now. You're frustrated right now. You're empty, and it's leaving you empty because you tried all sorts of things, and you're that whomever right now. You're hopeless right now. You're a whomever right now. But if you believe right now, you need to say yes to Jesus. How we do it at Living Faith Church, I just ask you to respond by lifting your hand right now. And I won't embarrass you. I'll note your hand. I'll lead you in a prayer. You'll say your prayer right where you're at. If you're looking at me on the social media right now, on Facebook Live, you can pray this prayer too. God knows that your hand is lifted right now. You can receive Christ right now, today. If that's you in the audience today, say, I want to say yes to Christ. Again, I won't embarrass you, but I'll note your hand, so I'll lead you in a prayer. If that's you, you're far away from God, you need to say yes to Jesus. This is your moment right now. Say yes to Jesus. Is that anybody right now? You need to say yes to the Lord. Can I see your hand lifted? God bless you, son. You don't need to look around if you're not lifting your hand. Pray. Amen. Yes, God bless you. I think I saw your hand. You lifted it. Anyone else? Just making sure I saw a hand. Here. Someone else? God bless you, Mija. You can put it down. Yes, I see your hand. Someone else? Yes, making sure. Over here? You're okay? Yeah. Yeah. About three people lifted their hand. All the sinners that are saved by grace that didn't lift their hand, we still pray this prayer. We're going to join them. For the three that lifted their hand, for those that are lifting their hand right now on Facebook Live, you pray this prayer after us. Amen. We pray it together on three. You pray it loud enough that you can hear it in your own ear. Heavenly Father, receive my prayer. I thank you that you gave the greatest gift to me, your son Jesus. He was perfect. He was spotless. He was pure. He had not sinned. I have sinned. But my exchange right now, my filthiness for the robe of righteousness. Forgive me of my sin, Lord. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. It washes me clean, whiter than snow. I have a new beginning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. Lift your hands just a little bit right now, just like you're going to receive a gift right now. Put them in front of you just a little bit right now. Now, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. And may the Lord give you his peace now. Father, I bless the hands that are lifted right now just a little bit, that they would begin to show God's love. I deploy the servants of the Lord at Living Faith Church to do the work of God, to go out into the highways and byways, Lord, as your word says, to go out into our community, to go out into the workplaces, their neighborhoods, and begin to be an expression of your love, Father, to show people that they love them, God, by your love. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for every difficulty that they'll face this week, Lord, in their homes, God, within their marriages. Lord, I thank you in advance, God. They're going to need strength because of that today. But they have it, God. I clothe them, God, in the name of Jesus, with your love. And love covers a multitude of sins today. In the name of Jesus, they're walking in God's love today. In the name of Jesus, for the three people that received Christ, come on, let's celebrate them. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. New life. Those on Facebook Live, come on, somebody receive Jesus today. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. If you receive Christ today, within your stretching that you can do in your within your rows here, there's connection cards. If you'll let me know that you received Christ, that'd be great. I'll get those back today. I'll make sure that we pray. Amen. Let me know that you received Christ. Again, I'll be in the cafe area. Let our elders know also today. If you're on Facebook Live, you can also hit us up, man. Hit us a comment. Say, I received Jesus today. It'd be the greatest thing that you've ever done if you've done that today. Amen. Also, go to the Growing in Faith class. If you're the three of that raise their hand, at 9 a.m. every Sunday morning, there's a Growing in Faith class that happens. It's taught by our finest teachers. Our great members show up and they go there. Our attenders show up and you can go and be part of that at 9 a.m. It's free. Isn't that good today? See Howard and Sonia, they're on the front row right here. Amen. They're lifting their hands right now. Get information. Let them have a prayer of sealing. Amen. They'll pray a prayer of just sealing the blessing of God today. Amen. Amen. Chuck Weimer.